The Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce is your source for business-to-business connection in Wallingford and North Haven. Since 1915, the Chamber has been serving your community with business promotion, networking opportunities, themed events, and a complete resource of business and organizational supports. Join the Chamber today. Call 203-269-9891 or go online at www.quincham.com. QUINNCHAM.com. The Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce. And welcome to another edition of the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce podcast. I'm Executive Director Ray Andrewson. These are the podcasts we bring to you with our members, small businesses, large businesses, nonprofit organizations, not just Main Street businesses, but regional from around the area. And we share and highlight some of the expertise with some of our members. And right now it's interesting that we're looking at the visual for the podcast because we're going to talk about photography, specifically portrait design, business portraits, and other personal portrait design with an expert photographer you've seen at many of our Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce events. And she's here to talk about her portraits right now, portraits designed by Mary Bush. We bring in Mary Bush. Welcome to the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce podcast. Always good to see you.
Hi, Ray. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you for what you've been engaged with the Chamber for a long time now. And I'm well aware that there's good photography and not so good photography. And we have people who are taking selfies or using their phone, and some of those photographs are fine. But when you really get into portraiture, when you get into real essence of a person, that's a lot of what you do. So let's talk about right out of the beginning here, portraiture and portrait design and what that means.
Well, nowadays, you're absolutely right. Anybody can take a decent picture. You know, I've been doing what I do for over 35 years. And the art of being able to see a person for who they are is different than the way a camera just sees a subject, because the camera can document anything, but it's the person, it's the eye behind the camera that can see the human, the individual. So as far as capturing somebody in and capturing their essence, it comes down to being able to see the person on many levels, not just with the eye, but with the heart and the mind.
So we'll talk about these portraits in categories if we can.
Okay.
And so we understand it. Well, let's start off with business portrait. Now, we have an image of anyone posing for a business portrait that may not smile, maybe look serious, business being serious at all times, of course. But that's not true. You're trying to still bring out the professional confidence, trying to get the eye contact. You're trying to make that person look like they're not only competent, confident, but it's a photograph that you want people to see and engage. You want to make that a very major statement on behalf of that professional.
It's so important for a business portrait to really capture, you know, to be seen for who you are and what you do and that you're serious about your business. You know, anybody can take a photograph of you, and it's important to go with something that's professional because, you know, I could say, you know, if somebody was asking me to do their business portrait, the first question I'm going to ask is, who are you? What do you do? Because if I were to say, okay, I have photographed many lawyers, politicians, artists, cooks, chefs, dancers, it evokes a different image in your mind with every portrait. So what I want to capture is actually who you are, because when somebody's looking for you as a potential service, you want to convey that you're better than anybody else out there. You want to stand out in the crowd and you want to be seen for the individual with the level of professionalism to make it look like you know what you're doing.
In this era, people are either casual, they're formal, dress code has changed so much in the workplace and in business in general. So I would imagine that's also part of the coaching that you do with the person who's looking for the portraiture that you provide, is setting that tone. So Let's walk through the professional portraiture if we can. So if I were coming in as a chamber executive, just using my own role, for example, you'd want me to present a certain look. If you're coming in as an executive chef, you present a certain look. If you're a florist, if you are somebody who's an athlete or has an athletic component, you're trying to present an image.
Exactly. So I would tell people, number one, be well rested. The only thing I cannot Photoshop is tired. That comes from within. Otherwise, you know, today people are very self-conscious about getting photographed, no matter how many selfies they take or how often they take pictures. But I can, you know, enhance and everybody's beauty, take out things you don't want to see. But I tell people, bring a couple different outfits if you're not sure what to wear. I can help you decide. But from a business point of view, you want to be in professional attire or dress the way you would wear what you would wear for work. So if your business has a branded, you know, polo, or if you wear a suit and tie, or right now you're wearing a nice sweater and tie, it's the look that you want to convey to your potential clients.
Yeah. And of course, relaxed, confident. Those are things that you try to bring out in somebody in a particular environment. And also because there are niche businesses, I'm sure you've had to do professional portraiture for slightly new types of work.
All kinds of things. I have photographed from celebrities on up to, you know, somebody in high school who's already a realtor. So, yeah, I've seen a lot.
We're in an era too, particularly where there's age discrimination, and we're very conscious about aging, for example. So touch up of hair, touch up of styles of clothes. Also, that's an important part of your image. So how do you work with somebody who may have a dated wardrobe, or maybe hasn't really considered touching up their look, for example?
Well, I think as far as clothing goes, in a portrait, some of the simplest outfits can still look great, because the purpose of a portrait is to draw attention to the face. So whether they're just in a black shirt or a, you know, white shirt and tie, I can still do something beautiful. But as far as the lighting and the retouching can make all the difference in the world, because I feel like everybody has seen a not so flattering photo of themselves. And so years ago, we used to rip them up. Today, we just hit delete. But as far as enhancing somebody's beauty, softening down lines, or not accentuating what we don't want to see, I have a conversation with everybody before the session to find out what is it, you know. I asked them, I said, what is it about yourself you might be self-conscious about? So some people, it's weight, it's, you know, whether they show it here or their tummy or their hair or their nose, or they have a missing tooth. I like to find out from them where their concerns are, because a lot of people don't want to be photographed. For some people, it's right up there with going to the dentist. So I do what I can to make everybody feel as comfortable as possible. And then the beauty today is being able to show them the back of the camera right away. And when I show them something and they're like amazed that I've caught them in a light that they've never seen themselves before, that is extremely rewarding.
So there are some businesses where the photograph makes a lot of sense, but also not just specific to the business, but specific to the wider community. So you do work for people who are looking for work elsewhere, looking for a professional headshot, but using LinkedIn and social media platforms. So describe how social media and LinkedIn, for example, has changed professional portraiture.
Well, I feel that people, once their image is out there and they're recognized, how many times do we see somebody that we've never met online? Then we go to a chamber function and we feel like we know them because we've seen their image time and time again out in social media. So that's why it's so important to keep a positive image out there, because you never know who's going to see it next.
Interesting. So let's switch a little bit, if we can, over to the other area, which is personal portraiture, or people who are using your portraiture business just to have a very lovely photograph, wedding photograph, for example, just an image they'd like to present as a gift, something with their children. You're dealing with different age groups then. So you may get the whole group of 12 people, 15 people in a wider family, or just a child. So how do you work with the different nuances of family size and mission for portraiture of that nature?
I feel like a lot of my experience and training comes from 30 years of photographing weddings, where you are literally for an entire day on the fly photographing everything from a bride to a hyper flower girl to families and groups. But now when I do my portraiture, my joy is with children, animals, families, anything. I'm all about love. Honestly, I'm all about love. So when I'm working to capture a beautiful image that's going to not just be stored on a phone to, you know, be forgotten, I want to create work that's going to end up on somebody's wall and possibly become an heirloom piece and be treasured for the rest of their life and onto future generations. So when I see a small child, I just love the 2, 3, 4-year-old age where they're so innocent and so adorable. And it's that very brief time that moms wish kids could stay that small a little longer. I love to work with them as difficult as it is, because they're usually, you know, I capture these angelic moments, but they don't always just sit there perfectly like that. Moms understand that this is actually harder than it looks. Families, sometimes it's a chore for parents to get everybody together in one place at one time, all ready to look good. But then once it's done, it's on their wall, you know, and the family treasures it because they don't all get together that often. You know, I work with animals. I just love what I do, and I've been doing it a long time.
Let's talk about animals, because animals, unlike humans, don't take stage direction perfectly well. So you have to have a little bit of experience to know how to get the dog to maybe not wag the tail or jump, the cat to sort of pay attention, the horse to not whinny or shake, you know, their mane. So how do you work with the animals? Because they don't really speak our language, do they, entirely? No.
It's funny. I'm gonna embarrass myself a little bit here. So when I was a little girl, there was a German Shepherd that lived on the corner. I had no idea that he wouldn't hurt a fly, but his name was Turkey, but he scared the bejesus out of me when I would walk by. Now I will work with every and any dog out there, but I have kind of cultivated a little bit of a Dr. Doolittle sense about me. I'm not just the baby whisperer. I'm sometimes the animal whisperer. And, you know, I have a cartoon voice. I know you're Mr. Radio, but I have a cartoon voice. And so, you know, want to go for a walk? their ears perk up and they look at me and click, I get my shot. I'm a cat person, so I understand cats. I don't get as many calls to photograph cats, but yeah, they don't like strangers a lot.
Since we're using our phones so often, you mentioned the animals and families, but even on a business sense, and we're putting things up on websites, it's very difficult to consider the contemporary album versus what we might have an idea of static photography from an album 20 or 30 years ago. We don't go to Instamat anymore, or to, you know, Photomat, I should say, and drop our roll of film as we did off the flash cubes of 1975. So moving forward now, we can delete things rapid fire. We don't like a photo, delete. We don't like a photo, we delete. Makes your job easy, perhaps, to take a lot more photos, mm-hmm. and then winnow down and narrow it down. But isn't it true that we're probably losing a lot of our photography in that respect, that people are just eliminating a whole bunch of photographs that maybe they wish they kept?
Yes, I do see that even in myself, but I call very, very little. I do store a lot. I back everything up on multiple hard drives, but it's interesting because there are times where I let the mother or the client select what they like, because there are things that I might not care for, that a mom's going to see their child differently and say, oh my God, she makes that face all the time. I love that. And it may not be my favorite, but I'm glad I showed it to her because it meant the world to her. But yes, I know what you mean about, you know, even the bloopers that we look back at years down the road, and you might see something in that image or a person in a background that might not be with us anymore. And even though it may be not the favorite picture at the time, but down the road means a lot.
You can capture a person's essence, as you mentioned at the beginning of the interview, by video as well, because you see them in movement and you can hear their voice in some cases. But that's part of a person. Initially sounding like, well, of course, if you really want to record someone for posterity, put it to film. But we don't always look at the whole film every day. With portraiture, it's on the wall, it's on the phone, it's on the website, it's in social media. The fixed static image stays with us. So that's really what you're trying to create, this sort of evocative notion of what a person is like.
It's interesting that you say that, because when somebody first comes in, even though they might be in a hurry and they're ready to go, and I sit down and I talk with them for a while, because I'm actually mentally videotaping them, looking at them, looking at who they are, the expressions that they make, and the character coming out of the person, because I believe that my talent is not just knowing how to pose and light somebody, but seeing who they are and finding them in their best light. Because I feel like, you know, one person can be photographed by 10 different photographers and everybody's going to come up with a completely different image.
The technology has changed too in the last couple of years. So the digital photography has given you greater capacity. I mean, you have opportunities now that you wouldn't have had 10 years ago to create different images. And talk a little bit, if you can, about how you're using these new technologies.
It's fascinating, because after over 35 years in the industry, who knew that I would see photography change as much as it has. I grew up in Rochester, New York, the home of Kodak. And with in the digital era, there are a lot of opportunities to be so creative. I mean, they even have artificial intelligence now that you can you know, really do interesting things to photographs. I do digital artwork. I turn photographs into paintings that I then, it is all done by myself. I choose every brush, every texture, every stroke, every color, and I take a photograph and turn it into a work of art, then print it on canvas, and sometimes then embellish further on the canvas, so I can create more of a dream as opposed to just what the camera sees.
Well, if you're interested in learning a little bit more for your business, the professional portraiture thing is very important. Take yourself seriously. That's what the portraiture is all about. It's about documenting and getting a very excellent image of who you are. Also for your family, and also for other events too. To learn more about setting up a time to be together with Portrait Design by Mary Bush. Mary, how can folks learn more?
My presence on Facebook is Portrait Design by Mary Bush. My new website is currently in design. And my phone number is 720-890-0692.
Okay, perfect. Well, you are a member of the Chamber, so you can always go on to twinchamp.com and find us at Absolute for our directory here. Learned a lot. Portraiture. Portraits by Design by Mary Bush. Mary Bush, thanks so much for being on the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce podcast. Pleasure to interview you.
Thank you, Ray.
If you, as a member, would like to be a guest on the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce podcast, please contact Executive Director Ray Andrewson at 203-269-9891. email randrewson@quinchamp.com. That's randrewson@quinncham.com.